Hey everybody, and welcome to the 20th episode of the third season of Press X to Start.
My mic smells like food.
Does it?
Yeah.
What kind of food?
Like spaghetti?
Huh.
Is it mom's spaghetti?
You beat me to it, you bastard.
Nah, my mom's spaghetti is way better than this.
Jamaicans make spaghetti?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What kind of racist shit is that?
I don't know, man. But what I do know is Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games are for everyone.
Yeah.
And we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host, your heavyweight champion from a wishing nigga wood, California, aka the janitor because I'll be washing niggas, aka Jesus Christ.
And I am
Sean MF Ross.
What does MF stand for?
Male or female?
Oh, okay.
Ah,
cyberpunk. I like what you did there. Yeah. And I am DJ, aka. So I need to change my AKAs now.
Why?
Because it looks like Anthem is not coming back. So
I mean, you could still be Sexy Bad Choices.
I could, but it feels kind of wrong.
But it sounds so good.
It feels like a Sexy Bad Choice.
Get the fuck out of here. You don't have any
So in terms of facts, man, you know, the world's shrinking. We're gonna die soon. Oh, there's an asteroid that's gonna be visiting us very soon.
Pool is cold.
The pool is cold.
He said the world is shrinking.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
All right.
There's going to be an asteroid that's going to be coming to visit Earth soon, like October-ish.
I hope they knock on the door first.
Not very. Not very.
All right. Well, with that news, we're going to jump into what we've been playing. I'll start.
Yeah.
So, by this point, it's been about maybe a month since we've done a, like, numbered episode of this show, and in that time have played three games. One, continuing Days Gone. Days Gone is a game now that I have settled on liking, but it's also a very annoying experience outside. It's fun to play, but it's very annoying.
Little nitpicks.
Yeah, there's various little things about it that just bother the hell out of me. The AI is very, very inconsistent. Sometimes it's super dumb. Other times it's weirdly aggressive.
Really?
And I'm not just talking about the freakers. I'm talking about the humans too. I'm like, what's going on here? What is this?
Give me them cheeks, boy.
Right.
Certain times button prompts don't come up when they should.
Really?
You know, you can run up on freakers and execute them. Like, you don't even have to sneak up on them sometimes.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then there's a bolt in the game. If you have a crossbow, mm-hmm. called a residue bow. And basically what it's supposed to do is if you shoot somebody with it, the way it's been described, it doesn't matter if it's an animal, human, or a freaker. You shoot somebody with it, and then they become aggroed and attack anybody in their vicinity, whether it's friend or foe.
Yeah.
And I have cleared out several nests with that. And then randomly, it just stopped working completely.
Yo. That sounds exactly like the, what is it? The deprogramming dart or whatever in Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to affect people or affect the robots or whatever. And in my gameplay experience, I thought, oh, this would be cool to use. Just didn't work consistently.
Yeah, it's weird and frustrating. But, you know, Deacon is growing on me some more. He's still annoying, but he's growing on me some more. The story is progressing nicely. The world building has gotten more and more interesting. So, I mean, it's a solid game.
Right. Does he still mumble?
Yeah, he does. And he's not going to stop. So, I guess I've sort of accepted it.
Right.
Still annoying. He sounds like Randy Macho Man Savage sometimes. He's like, oh, I'm gonna stab you in the throat. And then other two games. I have been playing a lot of Overwatch lately because my girlfriend got me back into it.
Wow.
And one of her friends, Larissa, shout out to Larissa. We formed like a 3-person squad. So sometimes we
just
go out there and light it up. And in the break of time that I haven't been playing Overwatch, I've somehow gotten better at Overwatch.
That's good. That's good.
I was in an inadverted hyperbolic time chamber and it just happened.
I want to play it, but I don't want to buy it at this point. It's been out for so long.
That's fair. That's understandable.
Nah.
Especially because, like, there's already, like, talks of possibly there being an Overwatch 2 at some point, so it wouldn't make much sense
for you to get it. How long was point. Team Fortress out?
I don't
still
know.
Still out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, how long was the community active?
A long-ass like, time.
A while, yeah. But, yeah, a while.
And then the third game, on a whim, I decided to jump back into Mafia 3, which is a game that I loved. And I was just randomly thinking, you know what? I feel like playing a strong black character today.
Play yourself.
Let me play Red Dead again.
Maybe I will play myself. Maybe I
and
will.
And Detroit Becoming Human. Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Black Light.
Yeah. You know, his name's Marcus, though.
Yeah. He's halfway there.
But yeah, and, you know, that's been cool. That isn't game is still great.
Isn't it repetitive?
What, Mafia?
Yeah. That's the only reason I have not touched it yet.
I mean, it's as repetitive as any games of those type, but just like the story is dope. Lincoln's a cool character, and it's pretty fun to play. So, you know, in breaks, because I've gotten fully back into just going full Days Gone.
Yeah.
But once I'm done with that, I'll probably maybe dip back into just finishing Mafia 3 again. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
awesome. Sean?
I finally finished Days Gone.
Oh, congrats. Mazel tov.
The day before CTR Crash Team Racing came out, because I was kind of rushing to get into it. It was a satisfying ending, but I don't have any gripes.
Okay.
I don't have any major gripes. Yeah. I'm trying to get the platinum, but I'm hoping that I don't have to replay the damn game again, because it says completed on survival mode.
You thought.
So I damn near have everything but
wait,
that.
Is survival like the hardest mode kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So,
yeah.
We'll see about that.
Right.
I jump back into Cuphead.
Oh.
Again.
I beat the first world.
Oh my gosh.
Hey. Congrats.
So happy.
Like I said, I just needed to actually put some damn effort into it. Yeah. So it's still hard, but it's an enjoyable experience.
Are you getting, like, used to the difficulty now?
I'm trying to think. Am I playing on regular? I don't remember, but yeah.
It's just regular hard.
Yeah, and I haven't actually shut your ass up. I'm still using a handheld mode, so I'm sure I'd get better if I actually sat down, connected it to the TV and what have you.
Yeah.
And then I just started Crash Team Racing, like I said, Thursday night, because I picked it up at 9 o'clock.
Ubriga.
My dumb ass. Like, when it first came out on the PlayStation 1, I 100%ed the game. We didn't have trophies and all that shit back then.
Right.
I jump into this thinking, all right, let me just start the game on hard. I got this. Nah, I had to restart on medium. And even then.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Yeah, it's still kicking my ass. But reading around online, I'm thinking that they turned up the rubber banding in the game.
Okay.
So that's the issue.
T.I.'s in the game?
Yep.
Nice.
Rubber band man. Yeah, so there'll be times where I'll be leading in first and I'll be a few seconds ahead and everybody will just come zooming up on you. So the developer who remastered it, Beenox, they did a decent job, but I really wish they would like turn that off. I'm wondering if they can like patch that or something.
Yeah.
If
that's
enough
annoying.
People complain.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, hey, the way that the internet works now, they can make a changed.org petition about it and maybe it'll get listened to.
We'll see.
Oh, man. Wait, did you talk about Days Gone?
Yeah, I mean, it was brief.
Okay.
I beat it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm here, guys, I promise.
He can't read or listen.
I'm amazing. Speaking of amazing, I have been playing and being partially amazing in Dauntless.
Of course.
Because I am still playing that game.
MMO light. Go play a real MMO guy.
No, this is fine. Dauntless is exactly the game that I need, because I can just jump in, I could play a couple matches, I can have a great time, I can start losing, and I can bail and then play Smash. That's how I play that game. Anyways,
real life, DJ is very non-committal in video games. He likes things on the side.
Yep. Like my ketchup. I like my ketchup on the side instead of on the fries.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
So you're an arsonist.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to talk about this instead of the games I've been playing. But yeah, so right now I am like pretty much at the end game-ish of Dauntless.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, I've reached a point where I can see their mission loop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, I've kind of done this already, but it's like, oh, now you have to fight these monsters at a harder difficulty kind of thing. So it's like, oh, okay, this is whatever. The gameplay is still fun, so I'll still go through that pain. And like, for me, Dauntless is like Dark Souls of Monster Hunter, where Monster Hunter, like, you fight the monsters, they are hard,
right?
But once you learn them, they're fine.
Yeah.
Whereas Dauntless, like, you have that same loop, but then they're like, okay, well, now the monsters are slightly different and they have stronger moves kind of thing. So now you have to get used to that kind of, and it's just chaos is a ladder, guys. I don't know.
Yep.
Anyways, other than that, I've played a couple of other games.
Mm, do tell.
Played Sonic Mania.
How's that? Liking it?
Fun.
Yeah.
Sorta. Ooh. But it's more fun when you have a friend. So I played Sonic Mania with my wife.
Oh, you guys are friends.
It was an enjoyable experience for one person.
Trouble at home.
The person that was playing Sonic. Because there's no split screen when you first do two-player mode.
Honestly, that's the way it always is in Sonic games.
Yeah,
except for the best Sonic game, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
So yeah, like we were playing or whatever. She was Tails, and I tried my best to have her stay on screen. But Sonic is just too damn fast, guys.
If you can't swim, you bound to drizzle.
So that was something. Another thing we played was Super Smash Brothers. No, I'm sorry, Super Mario Brothers for Switch. I don't know what
they call it. New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe.
That one. That one's what we played.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. So I mean, dare you. It's Mario. I mean, it's Mario, which is Mario, which is Mario.
Yep.
So,
But you don't like Mario.
I don't like Mario.
But you like your wife.
Yes. So I play the game.
That's nice of you to like your wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of a requirement.
Is it a requirement, bro? Is it though?
Ain't a requirement at all.
And then the last thing that I am going to put out there, because I downloaded the game, but I haven't played it yet.
Delete it.
Oh, okay. The Harry Potter game. The Harry Potter, what's it called? Wizards.
Shit. Delete this shit,
Wizards
baby.
Unite.
Voldemort, go.
Where should I go? So yeah, I'll probably be having some kind of impressions on that next time we do this thing.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the over and under we think on how long DJ's going to be playing this?
2 weeks.
Can I chime in?
Go ahead.
About 18 hours. Span between 3 days.
I was going to say like 3 hours.
Yeah, give me more credit than that.
All right.
It took like 10 minutes to download. So that's
what kind of shitty Wi-Fi you got? 10 minutes.
He's in the Bible Belt.
Oh, jeez. All right.
So that's it for what we've been playing.
Yes.
And before we go any further, we're going to have a word from our sponsors.
DJ's wife.
Yeah, sure, that works.
Hey, everybody. Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure you keep getting the best last news, reviews, and all things video games? Then we need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, share it with your friends, your family, frenemies, people down the street. Every little bit helps. To see what we're up to throughout the week, follow us on either Facebook and Instagram at PressX2Start, on Twitter at PressX2S, and on YouTube at PressX2StartTV. If you've done this, many thanks. You're one of the good ones.
And we're back. So, we had some predictions before E3.
Yep.
And we're going to do a little bit of a rundown on how we did in terms of our predictions.
All right. So, I'm just going to read off what our predictions was.
Yep.
And what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it moving. I'm going to start with myself first.
Right.
My first prediction was that Armored Core will appear at E3 and will have Dark Souls elements.
Oh, honey, even the first part of that is just...
Needless to say, none of that happened. We got... I'm going to knock it right out of the park.
Uh-huh.
Elden's Ring. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Fuck yes. Yes. Okay, number two. Sony will appear at Microsoft's press conference. No, they didn't. But we all felt that they should have.
Yeah.
Number three, EA will not apologize for Anthem.
You got that right.
Yeah, they did.
We got your money, bitch. What now?
with our surprise mechanics.
All right. Our money is a bike, and EA is Debo.
Okay, so these are predictions from Sean.
Microsoft Xbox 540. They didn't exactly announce that. They did announce Project Scarlet.
Right.
Equally stupid name.
I will say, though, Project Scarlet is not the official name, so it could actually be Microsoft Xbox 540.
If they're smart and they know what's good for them.
That's not a threat, by the way.
Parasite Eve remake. Did not happen.
Do you hear the exasperation and the, right. the defeat?
I guess I'm going to go buy me a PS1 on eBay and go bootleg the game because they don't deserve my money. And Tupac actually did appear in some people's dreams, but not at EA.
Okay. And then Marcus?
And me. So, Microsoft dropping a trailer for Halo Infinite.
They shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have, but they did.
They did, yeah.
No gameplay, but they did drop a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Sony is going to drop release dates for Last of Us 2 and Ghost of Tsushima. Well, Sony didn't do anything during that time.
Literally nothing.
So that was a big no.
They sat and ate popcorn with the rest of us.
They sure did. They was watching with the rest of us like, shameful.
Man, the stream sucks.
What the hell was that, Square Enix? Why do Avengers look like that?
Wait, we're giving the money for that?
We've been lied to. And then lastly, Ninja Theory will announce their new IP. Power Stone. Again, they shouldn't have, but they did.
They announced Power Stone.
They should, exactly. As I said, they announced Apex Power Wash.
Oh, man.
That's what they did.
So, with that being said, we sit right now. I, DJ, have 1 point.
Yep.
Sean has no points. And Marcus is the winner of E3 2019 with 2 whole points.
Yeah, me and Keanu Reeves are in the winner circle.
Your reward is an Xbox.
Oh, man. God damn it.
Jordan, get on that. All right. So now we'll go into game news for our quick hits.
Combo breaker.
Yeah. We need to get like a little short for that.
Well, see, I put in the last episode, I put like Fist of the North Star sound.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
It might be that.
So check out the last episode if you want to hear what that sounds like. All right. So for the quick hits, number one, there is, and so far has not been, as of recording, no state of play from Sony announced. So
most curious.
Yeah. We've all been thinking like, oh, they'll put out something around E3 or say like, hey, look out for a state of play coming, blah, 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 blah.
But it's going to be a few months before they say anything. They have nothing new to tell us other than release dates.
That's true. Like, the last one was in March, right?
They're just hunkering down for PS5. So we're going to get... Your mind is going to be blown next E3, though.
I do kind of wonder if this... It might be a reach, but I wonder if them not putting Halo anything reach? Out... No, not Halo Reach. I wonder if them not putting anything out anywhere near E3 is them just... doubling down on there, we are distancing ourselves from that conference.
Yeah, that's a good thought, actually.
Yeah.
Number two, Phil Spencer confirms Xbox Project Scarlet is just one console and not two.
Oh, Scarlet.
It makes sense if the industry as a whole is trying to move towards streaming. Why the hell would you release two
boxes
separate? Yeah.
So, looking at this, I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, Is there really a need for two boxes at this point? And then looking at Stadia and like their models, just like you can really just do a controller that connects to the data center. You have Azure. You could definitely do it with one of your Xbox controllers. So, yeah, whatever.
Oh, I kind of smell the spaghetti now.
Yeah, you do, right?
We're all having a stroke. Don't worry.
Right. It's a group stroke.
Phrasing.
Wait a minute.
next quick hit, please.
Amazon Game Studios lays off staff, cancels games during E3 2019. I mean, so the quote reads, Amazon Game Studio is reorganizing some of our teams to allow us to prioritize game development of the game New World, which was leaked on Pornhub. Crucible, which we never heard of.
They better be fucking in that game.
It's a whole new world. Donkey Kong Glass.
Y'all are goofballs.
Yeah, and they also have an unannounced game. So I guess they kind of turned this news from an announcement.
I guess
the fact that they have, yeah, whatever. You know, do what you do. GameStop shares.
Yeah.
Nosedives after quarterly earnings miss expectations by $90 million.
Pathetic.
Jesus.
So, how long do y'all think before GameStop is like just out of business?
It's already outlived my expectation of how long they were going to be alive, so I don't know.
You think somebody's going to buy like the GameStop name though? Like, does it still have,
I don't know,
good,
I
really welfare don't, amongst,
you know what,
I'm not sure.
I think GameStop should take a note into what Toys R Us is doing, because Toys R Us, like, you know, they're
relaunching.
Yeah, they're relaunching with basically just only a couple of stores that's going to be nationwide.
Yeah,
so that might be the approach that GameStop needs to do and make this more of a
boutique.
Yeah, yeah.
What GameStop needs to do is combine forces with Shoppers and become a weird mega store where you can buy the newest release with some fruit.
Yeah, I remember when 7-Eleven sold video games.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But ultimately, because of this news, I was hesitant to go reserve stuff just because I'm like,
don't blame you.
Come to Amazon, man. Just
do not blame you.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay full price.
All right, fair. Yeah, you want to pay in installments. I got
yeah,
you.
I'm black.
You know what it is.
Put all this right. Five on it real quickly.
I got five. Mm-hmm. All right, and last up, folks are blaming Elden Ring. Nailed it. For the lack of new Game of Thrones.
Nigga, this fella with an L to Ralton probably. And take out the E. He's spelling L-D-E-N to pronounce it properly.
You're not supposed to tell them.
You a bitch ass nigga.
Hey, 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 hey. Whatever it takes.
By any means necessary ass nigga.
I don't know why people are mad.
Yo.
Like they thought that George R. R. Martin was just gonna suddenly start writing these Game of Thrones books like he's been doing for the last, I don't know, 15 years.
That's how long you've been writing the books?
He's been writing the books for longer than that.
Like the first book came out in like 1990 something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it was before that, actually.
Before
was it?
Clinton.
I think.
Jesus. Before Clinton was getting topped off?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he hasn't put out another book in a brick.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, like the show lapped the books easy. Yeah. So I don't know why they thought that was going to change now that the show was over, but right. I mean, sorry for you, I guess.
Yeah, you know. So really the only pullout from this was that somebody replied to the Elden Ring's Square Enix's post about Elden Ring and they were like, are the last two books hidden in this game? So maybe. There's that. All right, so now for the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Okay, so they announced the Breath of the Wild sequel, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel.
Breath of fresh ass.
They didn't actually give us a name. They just teased it at the end of the last Nintendo Direct.
Yep.
It looks awesome. I can't wait.
They put out a trailer, then they teased it.
I haven't finished Breath of the Wild, so I need to actually, like, I'm not 100% sure on what was going on in the trailer. I just know it was some new hot shit.
Yeah, so I also have not, actually, it's safer to say that I've barely started Breath of the Wild instead of saying I've not finished it.
Yeah, I remember you distinctly starting to play it, complained, and then stopped playing it.
Sounds about right. Yes.
Well, ultimately, they're planning a sequel because the team had too many DLC ideas.
Yep. Yep. So there is a giant article on Kotaku about Jason Schreier talking to one of the developers.
Shout out to Jason Schreier, by the way.
Yeah, man. He's always on it.
One day, we got to interview him.
That's true. Hopefully, he likes black people.
That's a good hope.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, they were, as Sean was saying, talking about like they had too many DLC ideas. And like, it's just so funny to see how Nintendo works, because Zelda is not a game that they really make sequels off of.
They have a few times.
Oh, really?
Like A Link to the Past was a direct sequel or something, or I don't remember the whole timeline. It's fucky.
Yeah.
To be honest. But they actually did put out an official timeline book.
Really?
Yeah, and there are a few direct sequels in the series.
The things so, you learn.
Take that as you may.
But even then, it's not as like sequel heavy as most, as you say, like Mario and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I know anything about Nintendo things or anything.
Right. Oh, really? Right. Yeah.
Okay.
We just figured that you'd be most apt to answer questions.
Anyway, DJ. Your story, sir.
So this is more of a recap on E3 dealing with Sony, and how Sony's presence at E3 hurt E3 more than it hurt PlayStation. Yep. So, I mean, this is really just a lot of people talking about being there on the show floor, their experiences, and the collective thought is that some people actually thought that Sony was at E3 because of their games there. So, like, their presence was actually felt.
Mm-hmm. Then again, also some people confused Keanu Reeves with Shigeru Miyamoto. So, I mean, people are stupid.
You're not wrong on that. And really the worst part about this is, you know, listening back to the podcast, I realized that I always start things was the worst part about this thing, or like the thing that really sucks about this.
Yeah, I need negative
to stop
Nancy.
Doing that. Yeah, I need to stop doing that. I don't know why. Anyways, the worst part about this was that Xbox didn't really deliver in their conference the way that people were hoping, and it was really hoping that they would do, especially because Sony wasn't there.
Right.
And then there was I should probably look up that, but someone had tracked the traffic coming out of E3, and basically Sony was one of the top three publishers that was talked about. I will say, though, Xbox was number two and Nintendo was number one.
And that's really because they were there.
Exactly.
Sony. Nintendo and Xbox.
Yeah.
Or Microsoft.
Right. So basically.
Was it Phil Spencer who was saying it's just not the same without you?
Yeah. Yeah. During their conversation with.
And Sony's just sitting at home like, can't relate.
So is E3 like irrelevant, or is going to be irrelevant soon?
I don't think it's going to be irrelevant. I think now we have evidence of what a conference is like without one of the big players being there,
right?
All right, not even being there, but having a conference.
I think Sony made a point to show that there's life outside. And so now it's like, okay, E3 is no longer, it's kind of like how in the movie industry where Hollywood used to be the end all be all, but now Netflix streaming, all that stuff has come out and shown that that's not the only avenue. So E3's probably never going to be irrelevant, but it's not the only.
I'm just saying it's not as useful as when it first came out to
Right.
You would get all your E3 news from monthly magazines and what they chose to show you. Versus you can just watch it all yourself now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can connect directly with their customers.
Right. And then on top of all that, I think next year is going to be interesting, because I think this puts E3 in a spot where, okay, we probably can't charge as much money as we do for the booth space, because we can't have like Microsoft or Nintendo pulling out and doing something like this again.
Right.
So I don't know. It's interesting. But next up,
in other not so great news. So unanimously, one of the biggest, if not the biggest moment of E3 was the Keanu Reeves reveal of Cyberpunk in Cyberpunk 2077. And, you know, you go through the chatter and everything. It was easily one of the most talked about games. At this point, it's one of the most anticipated games that's about to be released. But that has not been met without its fair share of controversy. Over the last, I'd say, few weeks, maybe about a month, Cyberpunk and CD Projekt Red have gone under fire for some controversies with that game. I think even as far back as when they made that off-color joke about, did you assume this person's gender or something, I think, about a question about trans inclusion in the game, I think. And that was, I think, a few months back. So there's been little bits of controversy throughout the runtime of the game's, I guess, release cycle. But most recently, Mike Pondsmith, the creator of Cyberpunk, has had basically sort of a back and forth with several people on the internet, but most notably Rock Paper Shotgun. Basically, their post E3 critique of...
Real quick, that joke was someone had posted to Cyberpunk, I want more guys. And then Cyberpunk responded, did you just assume their gender?
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. And that, yeah, got, there was a bit of controversy about or surrounding that joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so post E3, Rock Paper Shotgun released an article about their time with the Cyberpunk 2077 demo, mm-hmm. when CD Projekt Red, you know, got a bunch of journalists and influencers and stuff in a room and kind of showed them, I don't know how long, but a demo.
Yeah. Actually, I think the demo is less than 45 minutes or something.
Okay, so not as long as the last other one. Okay.
Yeah.
And in that demo, the writer of the article on Rock Paper Shotgun brought up how they had felt uncomfortable because there was a section where you're shooting a predominantly black gang known as Animals.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this brought up a Reddit post by Mike Pondsmith himself, basically bringing up and kind of defending the choices that were made in the game and in the world. He says, as for the animals, the whole freaking point is that they think of themselves as powerful, dangerous animals. You'd have thought the lady named Sasquatch would have given you a clue.
Is that white liberal guilt as to why they feel uncomfortable?
Probably to a degree. I mean,
mind you, the creator is black.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I think that's where it gets kind of weird.
It gets dicey.
Yeah. Like,
hold that thought, because also he expressed approval of changes that CD Projekt Red has made to the Voodoo Boys gang, which in Cyberpunk 2020, it was supposed to be a scathing commentary on cultural appropriation. So I think the Voodoo Boys were a bunch of white people.
Mm.
And in 2077, basically the gang has been taken over by a bunch of Haitians. And mm-hmm. he was basically saying, like, I love the idea that the real practitioners of the Voodoo moved on, took back their turf, and they even got the Creole right.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool.
And he made one last point, basically saying, who the fuck do you think you are to tell me whether or not my creation is done right or not? And
I'm the white consumer.
So the controversy and the scrutiny surrounding this game right now is very interesting and brings up a conversation of something that Sean has kind of said on multiple occasions of, at what point are we telling people how to tell their stories?
True.
Now, in certain cases, I have seen the, especially admittedly when it comes to white storytellers, where sometimes I'm kind of like, okay, the scrutiny for this or you getting pushback on this is validated, because in certain cases, it's kind of like, okay, the way that you handle diversity here is lacking, or vice versa, or whatever. Mm-hmm. In this case, I find myself a bit frustrated
mm-hmm.
because I think that the way that they're handling this world with Cyberpunk,
mm-hmm.
Night, or is it Midnight City? I think it might be Midnight City. But the city that you're going to be spending most of your time in, if not all your time in Cyberpunk 2077, is supposed to be like a slum. It's supposed to be, or most of the district is supposed to be rough. And I think
it is Night City. You're right.
Yeah. And I think that, like, you can't have everything be squeaky clean if you're going to be filling out a world, I think. And it's not as though CD Projekt Red and Mike Pondsmith are making some of these decisions for shock value. Yeah. Like, Mike Pondsmith, even in his Reddit posts, bringing up, like, you know, the Voodoo Boys decision or right. the Animals decision.
Giving, like, backstory.
Kind yeah, of there's yeah. context there as yeah. to why. And maybe it's supposed to make you uncomfortable because it's not necessarily an accurate depiction of black people as a whole or whatever else. There was some controversy over a poster in the game with a trans model on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what the tagline of the poster was, but it's in a part of town where basically they are supposed to be kind of cashing in on body modification and kind of making it sleazy and sort of sexy.
Yeah.
And not, and it's not an indication of how CD Projekt Red feels about trans bodies. It's an indication of the consumerism aspect of it and how big companies will make things icky and problematic. That's what it's supposed to be.
Right. This is their expression of this in set in this world.
Exactly.
What would they do with that technology in terms of making a person can flip between?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that just because you're uncomfortable with that aspect of it doesn't make it not have context. That doesn't mean that there's not meaning to it.
Right.
And I'm not going to take people's right to be upset at it.
Right.
But don't call the rest of the game like trash or super problematic, I guess, because it made you uncomfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the intention isn't to down trans people, or the intention isn't to down black people. That's not the point of it.
Right. I think to go along with what you're saying, I agree, like, the intention is different from what we're assuming.
Right.
So I would like to know what the, I guess, racial makeup is of Night City. Because if it is a thing of like, oh, all the black people are a part of this animal gang or whatever, then that gets kind of dicey. But the fact that the creator kind of like went into like, oh, no, the Voodoo Boys about the Haitian people that took up whatever, that's good. That's a plus one on their pros and cons kind of list, whatever.
Right.
I think what's also interesting and would be a nice question to have answered is this scene where we were gunning down a bunch of black people. Did it have to happen this way?
Right. Because that's another thing. Like, I think that
because I do know that this demo is supposed to be showing more of two different points.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it also, because the game is not wholly customizable, but like you can do things different ways depending on how you're playing the game. There's a way that you could play this game where you don't have to kill anyone.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, I don't know. And also, like, another thing that's noted is like, so they're playing with the base model of V, which is, you know, just generic white dude,
mm-hmm.
but it's customizable. So that doesn't mean that everybody's going to be playing this white dude. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's there's elements of this that people are taking umbrage with that I don't feel are fully indicative of the entire game and mm-hmm. what it's trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And so,
but like that's the negative side effect about having a demo like this.
Right.
So like, yeah, I mean, I think we were given a scene.
Right.
We thought, oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're dealing with that reaction to that feeling.
Right.
But we don't know what the full context of it is.
Yeah.
And like the whole being uncomfortable thing, I think, yeah, it's going to make you uncomfortable. But if that is the intention and maybe the next mission is like, oh, this is a weird thing to happen kind of thing. Like, we just don't know.
Yeah. I'll just say last point, you know, one, we're not saying that people of color aren't incapable of having trash takes or opinions or viewpoints on racism.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that. Mm-hmm. We're not saying they're exempt. But also, I think that it's important to also note that there's a difference between being challenged and people intentionally trying to hurt people for shock value.
Yep.
Just because you're being challenged does not immediately mean that something is outright wrong.
Right. We just need reasons.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, so, I have nothing.
No?
Okay. No.
So next up, Dr. Disrespect.
Dr. Disrespect got suspended off of Twitch.
Oh, boy.
For violating a few laws and a few of Twitch's policies.
Mm-hmm.
So this was his first time at E3, mm-hmm. and he had a cameraman following him around, apparently.
Right, right. Makes sense.
And he brought the camera into the bathroom.
All right.
I want to say he did it more than once.
Well, you got to pee multiple times, right?
So within minutes, Jesus. Maybe quicker than that, they cut his stream and he was suspended.
Twitch is like, oh no, this will not be happening. So
for one, you can't record in public bathrooms.
No, nope. Yeah, like
two, there might have been children in there. Now Twitch is at a crossroads on how to handle this because he is a big moneymaker for their platform. He has 3.2 million followers and Jesus. At least 20,000 paid subscribers. Subscribers pay at least $5 a month.
Oh, wow.
Which apparently they take 50% of.
They take a whole 50%? Mm. God dang.
I mean, it depends on, I don't know exactly how the subscriptions okay. work, but yeah. The breakdown. I mean, he can still get other things like ad revenue and all yeah. that good stuff. So okay. how they handle wow. this going forward will set precedent for how they handle other big name streamers.
That's true.
If they have him cut for too long, he could possibly take his business to like YouTube or Mixer.
Right.
And they don't want that happening. He's one of the...
Yo, I sell Skittles.
Shut up. He's one of the top 10.
Okay, you might actually be having a stroke.
I'm dead serious.
Have a stroke on your own time, nigga. After my story. He is one of the top 10 streamers on Twitch. And this isn't the first controversy or controversial thing that has happened to him.
Yeah,
he's not even taking the suspension seriously. Apparently he has re-uploaded the footage to YouTube with the offending parts cut out, and he has like a bunch of emotes and stuff that he has on
wow.
there. Emotes are things that like you can use in the chat on Twitch.
Yeah,
and apparently it's gonna be like exclusive emotes mocking the incident that you can use when he returns back to Twitch.
Wow.
Like he's just pissing all over it. He didn't really yeah. care.
I mean, that's the thing when you don't hold people accountable, like when people know that they're bulletproof.
Yeah.
That, and that's like Sean said, why it's going to be interesting to see how they handle this officially, because it could set a precedent for other big name streamers who are like, oh, well, I mean, if Dr. Disrespect can get away with this, then, you know, screw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the biggest problems with big business is that the money is the dollar is always going to speak the loudest. And so it's like, well, yeah, he did some messed up stuff, but he's making us a lot of money. So maybe we like only give him a bit of a punishment.
Come on,
and
it's like, don't do it again. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And a little slap on the wrist, you know, like Logan Paul shouldn't be on YouTube anymore, but here nope. we are. And so it's going to be interesting to see what Twitch does, because
I mean, publicly, they could probably still be paying him while he's suspended just for show. Just to make it look yeah. like they're taking it seriously, suspended, right. but still be paying him. True. And then just he'll come back as if nothing happened.
I can imagine that they'd be like, all right, you're suspended and you'll just pay this fine. And it's like maybe $5,000 or some bullshit. And he's like, okay, whatever, here you go. And he continues making that money back in like droves.
Right. I'm curious to see if like he gets taken to court or gets any criminal charges brought against him for. Yeah. I don't know if that's a federal offense.
I mean, like people could sue. Especially if there was a child or something present yeah. in that bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah.
I didn't catch it.
I know why, but at the same time, I just don't see, get like, why people just do, like, they know that they're not supposed to do that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but that's the point. Like, this is, not
there's
to be too
more
preachy,
money
but,
to be made.
No, well, yeah, like, to get that reaction, like, you get put in headlines and, like, that becomes a thing and that blows your name up. But, like, yeah. this is what happens when you have normal-ass motherfucking people become, like, celebrities who are not media trained. And they don't really, yep. they're not presented with, like, people that are be like, no, you can't do that. Like, the cameraman should have been like, what the fuck are you doing? We're not going in there. Right.
That's another, yeah, that's like, one of the things with, like, these, the streamer culture or, like, the YouTube vlogger culture and stuff like that. It's a lot of times generally people who are surrounded by yes men.
Yeah.
And so there's no accountability to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the cameraman should have known better.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Would Dr. Disrespect be culpable, or would it be the cameraman for actually walking in there with the camera?
That's a good point.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because technically, Dr. Disrespect could just say, all I did was walk into a bathroom.
Yeah. The cameraman followed me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I looked back and I was like, oh, I guess we're going to do this in here.
Yep. People, man.
That's my Dr. Disrespect voice.
People are.
All right.
Anywho.
So next up, it is me. And we're going to talk about Anthem, boys.
Oh.
Actually, no. No, we're not. Because Anthem's not doing good. We're going to talk about EA and how their loot boxes, they're just surprise mechanics, guys.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, boy.
Just surprise mechanics. So, anyways.
I can hear... I don't know where Cam is right now, but I can hear him.
Hopefully not still in Africa, because I think he's supposed to be back.
I can hear Cam screaming from wherever he is right now. Like, I told you so.
I told you so, bitch. All right, so there was a hearing in the UK because they were investigating this whole loot box thing, and mm-hmm. they made EA show up. And boy, howdy, did EA fucking show up. So Kerry Hopkins, an EA VP of Legal and Government Affairs, insisted that the company's randomized purchases aren't loot boxes, but rather surprise mechanics.
They're fun. She compared it to Kinder Toys.
Yes.
And something else. And said people like fun surprises, so.
It's like a Wonder Bowl. That but with is, no chocolate.
Bruh.
Surprise.
Right. So.
Where's my money?
What do you mean? It's gone.
In have a sticker.
In response to questions from Scottish National Party MP Brenda O'Hara, Hopkins says, we don't think the way that we have implemented these kinds of mechanics, and in FIFA, of course, is our big one, our FIFA Ultimate Team in our packs, is actually quite ethical and fun, quite enjoyable to people. So basically, she's saying that the way that they've introduced the surprise mechanics, their audience is actually enjoying the interaction versus being targeted and taken advantage of.
Andrew. I mean, who doesn't enjoy going to the goddamn slot machine at the casino, like,
and just pulling that lever?
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Doesn't mean it's not problematically addictive. Yeah.
You know what's also enjoyable? Fucking crack. Okay.
Surprise. Do you know that from Needle. Experience, DJ?
You know, I hear things. Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, just because it's enjoyable, that doesn't mean that you should be doing these
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shit.
Yep.
Anyways. We do agree with the UK Gambling Commission, the Australian Gambling Commission, and many other gambling commissions that they aren't gambling, referring to loot boxes. Mm-hmm. And we also disagree that there's evidence that shows it leads to gambling. Instead, we think it's like many other products that people enjoy in a healthy way, in a healthy motherfucking way, and like elements of surprise. So, This is by far the most bad EA response to this whole situation that you can possibly have. Like, this is the EA that is worse than Foxconn.
I don't think anybody's committing suicide at EA, guy, but.
Not yet. But, like, this is literally that bad EA that everyone's just like, yeah, EA is terrible. EA is like, no. We're trying to be here for you guys, the consumers. And then they turn around and they're just like, yeah.
Surprise mechanics. Right. I'm mad they said surprise mechanics.
Oh, boy. So
The industry is
this
trash.
This is a whole thing.
She practiced that response.
She probably did.
Oh, yeah. She was like, they gave her the script and they're like, this is what you say. And she's like, so we're calling these surprise mechanics.
They definitely vetted surprise mechanics through like multiple channels just to make sure that this was the one we were going with.
That was the best that they came up with.
So, yeah, if you want to hear this whole thing. Oh, wait, it's on the Parliament broadcast.
Oh, George Clinton. Oh, we got some loot boxes, baby. So, that's Bootsy Collins. Never mind. Whatever.
Jeez. So all black people sing alike to you, huh?
I'm only 30, man.
We got internet. What do you mean? But yeah, like, this is just a mess. You know, we'll have updates whenever to see how this goes.
Maybe we'll see if EA gets hit with that surprise lawsuit. Right?
You fell for my trap card. Oh, jeez. All right. Well, I think that's it. Yeah. So
take us home, DJ.
Look forward to next episode where I'll have my wonderful impressions on the Harry Potter game. Well, this has been another episode of Press X to Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. I got a lot of spit in my mouth. Don't forget to rate, review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. I don't know.
What a weird talking thing too much? To say.
I don't know. Whatever. If you miss any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at I spell skills again, guys. Okay, let me run that back. Oh, if you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressxnumber2start.com. I'm back. Until next time.
Uno out.
Leviticus Remus Nigerus.
Corinthians 5:2. I don't know.
'm gonna do audio test. So Marcus, go first.
All right. Bark bark chicken, bark bark chicken head. Bark bark chicken, bark bark chicken head.
Long head, scallywag, ain't got no hair in the back. Chilled up, weaved up. Your hair is messed up. Need to get bout.
Okay, so
yes. Play the goddamn game. Get the goddamn.
Hello. This is podcast 20, episode 20, because I said 20 again. I am person.
So you need to be recording all this.
I am person. I mean, hey,
record, bro.
I am recording. This is audio. Okay. Test.
Yeah, I want these two.
I am person. What are feelings?
I am somebody.
What is this? Detroit Become Human?
Oh.
Press X to liberate.
Press X to feelings.
Okay. to feelings. Okay, so I think we are pretty... Let me turn myself up.
I have a program to run. Mm-hmm. The little robots and little big robots. One day charge at the same ports. There won't be any white and black. Little white software. Little black software. Playing in the Matrix together, written by Indian programmers. With spaghetti code. Spaghetti.
All right, so I think we are good to go. So if you want, Marcus, you can just start going. All right. Shreen, you're going to be captured on the cast because you're so close.
Because you won't. Keep quiet.
You understand that? Your voice will be heard by millions of...
Eight people.
Not people.
Millions of eight people. I'm just going to move the old mic.
Shut up, bitch.
It's not plugged in.
It just realized it wasn't plugged in.
So okay,
never mind.
So we are good to go.